What's the first thing you think of when you hear the words hip-hop? Graffiti? Yes. Break dancing? Yes. G-ing, youth culture and rap music? Yes. Yes. And yes. Diabetes, heart disease, homicide? Wait, what? As the world celebrates hip-hop's 50th anniversary this year, on Thursday, October 5th, BRIC commemorated the global art form with a live town hall discussion on the relationship between the hip-hop and health. The town hall, Dead Rappers Get Better Promotion, The Health Crisis in Hop, discussed the systemic health challenges facing rappers and the responsibility record labels can take in managing the well-being of their artists. The event was moderated by Nicole Duncan Smith and featured a panel discussion with the founder of Hip Hop Public Health, Dr. Olajide Williams, rapper and entrepreneur, Styles P, senior editor of Men's Health magazine, Keith Nelson Jr., DJ and radio personality, DJ Enough, and entertainment attorney, Bob Celestin, and co-executive director of Kings Against Violence Initiative, Kavi, Rameek Williams. Opening remarks were given by New York Lieutenant Governor Antonio Delgado. Lieutenant Governor Antonio Delgado speaks at Dead Rappers Get Better Promotion, The Health Crisis in Hop, at Brick House. Photo. Toby Tenenbaum, supplied. According to a 2015 study, life expectancy for hip-hop artists was around 30 years bleak in comparison to other genres. The study also breaks down the leading causes of death for popular music genres, and in hip-hop, homicide accounted for more than half the deaths. As we celebrate 50 years in hip-hop, the unfortunate reality is that several of the pioneering artists aren't here to celebrate, Delgado said. The number of rappers who never lived to see 50 is astonishing. The town hall explored a range of external health issues impacting both the Black and hip-hop community, most significantly, the lack of access to healthier food options, which can cause health complications, excessive substance abuse, stress and other mental health factors and gun violence. After the pain discussion, there was a video message from Curtis Blow, the founder of Hip Hop. Curtis Blow gives a video message at Dead Rappers Get Better Promotion, The Health Crisis in Hop, at Brick House. Photo. Christopher Edwards for BK Reader. If we expect a young person who's not eating properly, who's not sleeping properly, to make healthy decisions for their daily lives, we're fooling ourselves, said Rameek Williams. We all have agency over our lives. But we also have to hold elected officials from the city council to the president's office accountable. The panel discussion also touched on drill music, the popular subgenre of rap which has become notorious in recent years for its glorification of gang life. Last year, Mayor Adams made headlines when he said he wanted to place a ban on drill music, a comment he later walked back. Bob Celestin, who has represented controversial artists such as XXXTentacion, who died of gun violence in 2018, says labels and management should play a role in making sure artists don't fan the flames of conflict in their music. It really depends on the management and someone being able to have a conversation with them and guide them in a way without necessarily trying to step on their ability to create and express, Celestin said. LTR, Rameek Williams, Keith Nelson Jr., Olajide Williams, Nicole Duncan Smith, DJ Enough, Bob Celestin at Dead Rappers Get Better Promotion, The Health Crisis in Hop, at Brick House. Photo. Toby Tenenbaum, supplied drive. Olajide Williams discussed how beefs between rappers can actually have deadly effects, if the beef doesn't stay within the art form and spills into their daily life, he said. Hostility increases atherosclerosis, which is inflammation in your arteries. According to Johns Hopkins Medicine, atherosclerosis can cause complications including heart attack, stroke, blood clots and aneurysms. Thursday's event was the first in two-part series at BRIC discussing topics in hip-hop. The second part will take place in May 2024 and focus on women in business and hip-hop.